Hey, I just had my final concert. Now, what am I going to do with all of these music students? Back in a moment with some tips on what to do at the end of the year.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
One of the things that we all struggle with as teachers is keeping the students engaged these last couple of weeks. They're ready to be done, we're ready to be done. But you can do a couple of things that will help to make that end of year time a little bit easier. You have to get out of this mindset, though. My mindset used to be, hey, our concert is over with, things can be a little bit easier now. In reality, you have to be more vigilant, more determined, and more disciplined than you have been at any other point in the year, except maybe at the beginning of the year. And that's because students' attention spans are going at this time. Here are some things you can do that just might help to take some of the tension off of the time. First of all, try to play something musical every day. Even if it's sight reading, just try to do something musical. For my school, one of my groups actually plays at graduation, so we're actually busy rehearsing like we normally would for our last performance, but we're also taking it a little bit easier and doing some of these other things. For example, you could clean up and organize and get the kids involved in this. Maybe it's time to organize some marching band uniforms or the storage closet. Get them all involved, take a little break from playing for 10 or 15 minutes. If it's hauling a bunch of trash to the dumpster, get them each to grab a bag or a handful of trash. If it's moving something back to the stage that's been in the band room, or moving something from the stage back to the band room that just has been kind of neglected, get the students to do those things for you instead of you trying to put them off and then trying to do them all yourself. This is also a great time to reflect on things that need to be thrown away. I tend to collect stuff. I have an idea in my brain of how I'm going to use it. Recently, about a year ago, I went to New Orleans and got to watch a parade where they were throwing food at us throughout the parade, and they also threw jazz beads at us. And I probably collected hundreds of jazz beads. And in my brain, I thought, I'm going to save these for my jazz band or for something that's going to happen. And I stuck them in a bag and brought them back home. And there they sat in the closet of my office for more than a year. Then finally, after spring break this year, as we were starting to get towards the end of the year, I thought, why am I hanging on to these? And so I just offered it to the students for free. Now, I think the rest of the day, some of the teachers probably hated me because I had some students take 10 or 11 or 15 of the beads and wear them around their neck. So I hope they weren't a distraction in any other classes, but they had a good time and it was something free for them, and it got rid of some junk in my closet. If you have some money left over, you might try ordering some music. You may have an idea of who you're going to have next year or what the groups are capable of after hearing them this year. Go ahead and order the music so it gets here before the end of the year, or it arrives in the summer, and you can kind of get that organized and sight read it right away. Make a list. Maybe you have 20 things that need to get done, but you don't have time to do them right now. You don't have the energy to do them right now, but you know that they need to be done either sometime in the summer or maybe when you come back in the fall on a teacher work day. Start making a list. You can prioritize it and sort it later, but just make a list of what needs to be done. Maybe some posters need to be put up. Maybe the marching banner needs to be fixed. Maybe the closet needs to be organized, or uniforms need to be sorted by size or serviced. Whatever needs to be done, go ahead and start making a list. Something that I've done in the past, I chose not to do it this year, but has worked very effectively in the past, is I used to have all the groups sight read and rehearse the graduation music, even if they weren't playing at graduation. This year, I'm doing things a little bit differently, but that could be something that you do, is just have everybody look at the grad music. We had our concert about 2 weeks ago, and since that time, we've just been filling the folders. We've been doing a lot of sight reading, and we've actually been working on some of the pieces a little bit. Even though we're not performing it this year, I'm treating it as if we're preparing for a performance. Now, mind you, I'm doing things a little differently. For example, we're not digging deep into any pieces. But when we have a section, there's a song we're working on, and the entire band has dun, da, dun, dun, da, dun, and we weren't quite playing that rhythm right when we were sight reading it. About 90% of them were getting it. And so we took 2 minutes to work on that rhythm, and everybody has that rhythm now. I don't know if it'll be retained over into next year, but it gives us something to work on without trying to dig too deeply into making it actually performance ready, but still approaching the music with that in mind. It's also given me an idea. This is the first year I've done this, and it's given me an idea for songs that are going to work next year and ones that might not work. I'm just going ahead and leaving all of these songs that we sight read in the folder, but I'm making notes to myself on a sticky note on the score. Hey, this one is great. The students are loving it. This one won't work if we lose our tuba player. You know, notes like that. Another thing you can do is to create a beginning of year task list. I have a list that has grown over the 18 years I've been teaching that basically is just a reminder to me of everything I need to do either in the summer or at the very start of the year. It might be as simple as putting a specific date on the calendar. For example, it might be a reminder to put on the calendar when I'm going to collect back the marching band uniforms. Sometimes I don't know yet in the spring when I'm going to do that. And so this just gives me a reminder. It's a checklist. I go down and I call it my beginning of year task list, even though a lot of the items actually take place at the end of the year. This is also a very important time to be stricter about your boundaries and about your expectations. I have had to punish a couple of classes by either going till the bell rings. To me, that's a minor punishment when we're wasting time, to even assigning a short homework assignment with one of the classes that just wasn't being focused when we were doing focused listening. We were listening to a piece we were about to sight read, and I explained to them beforehand what it meant to be active listening, and they just could not get it that day. And so we talked about it after every song. We stood up between the songs. When as soon as I stood on the podium, they had to stand up and be silent, and we weren't quite getting that. So we did some active listening where we did some writing to the listening, and they had to tell me what kind of mood the music was setting, and there was also a homework aspect to that. So you might do something like that. Be very strict with the boundaries. I know we want to actually loosen up at the end of the year and maybe allow talking that we normally wouldn't allow, but I would say don't do that at all. Now, something I do a little differently, and I never give free time, even the day after a concert, there's something structured that we're doing and we play each of those days. I used to give free time early on in my teaching career, but I've discovered that the students need that structure. Something I do now, though, in the last couple of weeks of school that I don't do any other time of the year, and that's to allow a little bit of free time at the end of class if we have focused and accomplished what I'm wanting us to accomplish that day. So for example, in about 20 minutes here, my next class starts and we are working on graduation music. If we get through everything that I have lined up for the rehearsal and we have 10 or 15 minutes left in the rehearsal time, we're on a block schedule, 90 minutes every other day, then I'm going to let them have that 10 to 15 minutes to sign yearbooks, to hang out. Teens usually do okay with short blocks of time like that are unstructured. Long blocks of time that are unstructured is when they tend to get in trouble. They start wanting to play catch with the tuba or spear the students with the piccolo and stupid games like that. So be stricter and be firmer with your boundaries during this end of time. You might also try some alternate activities, either directly related to band. For example, we will be doing a informal kind of quiz with our function chorales. And we have these chorales that have four parts to them, and usually people are assigned to a part. But I think one day I'm going to turn them loose for about 15 minutes to form quartets, and they have to play one of the function chorales for the group, and they're going to receive a grade for it. So that's kind of a different activity that can kind of make things a little bit more interesting the last part of the school year. You might also try things like, I had a group come in for my jazz band yesterday, and it had nothing to do with jazz. It was actually a gentleman who leads a drum circle, and he led us in that. He played a lot of rhythms for us. My students caught on really fast with it. He had a good time. We had a great time. We learned some West African dance. And you could tie that into jazz because some of the rhythms were very similar to the jazz band. And those things do cost money. I think it was a couple of $100 to bring this guy in, and I had that money for my jazz band. And it was a reward also to my jazz band because they're such hard workers and some of the best musicians I have here in the school. So you might look at alternate activities like that, bringing in a guest or bringing in some kind of totally different activity that can kind of grab the students' attention. I want to remind you about a couple of things during this time of year too. One is that what you do matters. We were on a trip about a week and a half ago, just hanging out between events, and one of my students told me, she said, "Mr. Devine, I almost called you Dad." Well, there's a joke in band about that's how you know you're a band geek, when you almost call your band teacher Dad or Mom. And that happens a lot of times. People mistakenly call me Dad. She was quiet for a moment. And then she said, "Mr. Devine, you've actually been more of a dad to me than my own dad." It was my turn to be quiet. And I said, "What makes you say that?" And she was telling me about her dad, and she said he's always drinking and is lazy and has often been unemployed and just sits on the couch watching TV. And he puts her down all the time and tells her she's worthless and that she's the one who's lazy. And she said, "Mr. Devine, you don't do that. You're an encouragement to me." So what you do makes a difference in these students' lives. I want to mention I'll be speaking in a couple of events this summer. If you are around, I would love to see you and maybe you come and hear my presentation. I'll be speaking at the Professional Association of Colorado Educators in early June. And then I'll be speaking at the Colorado String Teachers Association Conference and also at the American School Band Directors Association Conference on the Friday night banquet. So hope to see you at any of those. If you are looking for someone to come and speak at your music event, I would love to hear from you and see if we can make that work out.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band.